Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hello, everybody. I want to start with asking you a simple question, and I want you to be honest with yourself. How many of you are working harder than you ever have and still feel like you've never quite get ahead? I know that feeling. I grew up on a dairy farm, and I know what hard work looks like before the sun comes up. I spent over 20 years as a business owner thinking that if I could just work hard enough, everything would work out, right? What nobody told me, though, is that hard work alone does not stop money from quietly walking out the back door of your business every month. My name is Corey Nunes. I'm the financial consultant and CEO of Corey Nunes Capital. Over the next few minutes, I'm going to show you exactly where that money is going, how to get it back, and if you're a solopreneur, like most of you are here today, how this conversation could be one of the most valuable things in your own network. I grew up on a dairy farm, a family that believed you work hard, you show up, you earn what you get. I graduated high school with honors. I tried college for about a year. Then I went back to the dairy. I was a partner on the operation by the time I was 22. And then eventually I sold my stake back to my dad. Moved up to Northern California and spent a few years working in the trades. In 2007, I went out and got my own general contractor's license and started Corey Nunes Construction. And running a business by yourself teaches you a few things fast. Nobody's coming to save you. Bookkeeping isn't optional. The bills roll in like clockwork, and if you're not billing out, the checks don't come in to cover those bills. It ain't always easy. Managing a small crew was a battle on itself. My employees had little to no experience when they started, so it was a constant cycle of training people up, getting them to the point where they can actually produce for me, and then watching a bigger outfit come along and hire them away. I don't blame them. Those companies actually offered benefits that I couldn't compete with. Sometimes guys would even take a lower wage just to get the health coverage for their families. We were still a prosperous company, don't get me wrong, but growing into something bigger felt almost impossible. I didn't have the financial backing, and honestly, I didn't even know how to get to it or find it. The bank, don't even get me started. The bank always wanted to give me money when I didn't need it, but the one time I actually needed it, they took forever and told me no. Imagine that, huh? Well, then COVID hit. And instead of just trying to survive month to month, I did something completely different. I started thinking about an exit plan, not for the next year, but for 10 to 15 years down the road into my retirement. That's what led me into financial services. And what I started learning how money actually works beyond the basic banking principles most of us grew up understanding genuinely blew my mind. I thought, I want to be part of this industry. So I got licensed and I started winding down the construction business. Why wait? I thought, right? I'll just jump in head first. Well, that's where I got my real education. The recruiters tell you how much money you're going to make. And the reality is only a small percentage of people in the industry actually make it. Nobody sees you as a financial consultant at first. All they see is someone trying to get their hands on their money. Nobody wants to work with a rookie. People work too hard for the money to hand it over to someone unproven. I had people in my own life, people who knew me without question, knew that I was honest as a day is long, who still would not do business with me simply because I was new. Sometimes financial advice gets received better from some guy from TikTok with all the answers, right? Well, that stings, but it taught me something I carry with me every single day. Trust isn't given, it's earned every single time. So I spent and still spend an enormous amount of time educating myself, making sure I can bring my clients the best products in the industry. And if I can't offer the right solution myself, I say so, and I point them to someone who can. That's why I started Corey News Capital. Corey News Capital works for both sides of who I am, the construction background and the financial side. I don't manage money. I show people how money can be grown, saved, and legally kept out of the hands of the tax man. People work hard for what they have. We should never have taken that lightly. Here's what I see over and over in business after business. An owner is doing everything right, showing up, serving clients, paying the bills, keeping the lights on, and at the end of the day, looks at the numbers and thinks, oh, man, where did it all go? It's almost never one big thing. It's a slow leak. It's a payroll, inefficiencies nobody's told you existed. It's tax credits your CPA never mentioned. Not because they're bad at their job, but because hunting down every available credit simply isn't their focus. Is the health insurance premiums climbing every single year while the actual coverage quietly shrinks? Is growth capital you needed last year that the bank took 45 days, if you're lucky, to consider, and they still turn you down, right? But business owners never find out what's actually available to them because they just don't know the solutions exist. They absolutely do, though. But because nobody ever showed them where to look, that's exactly what I do. And today, I want to go deep into two areas where I see the biggest impact: employee benefits and business funding. Before I get into the strategies themselves, I want you to understand how I actually find these opportunities, because it's not guesswork. I use a business scan that I built called OfferGrid USA that runs the company through a structured review: savings opportunities, funding paths, tax credit discoveries, employee benefit options, even energy and technology cost. Think of it like a financial x-ray into the company. You answer a few straightforward questions about how your business runs today, and it surfaces the specific areas worth a closer look. Instead of me guessing or running around down 60 different rabbit holes and trying to find out what's wrong, right? It takes about 50 minutes to complete. And here's what I tell every business owner before they fill it out. This isn't about replacing your CPA or your insurance broker or your banker. It's about seeing the full picture, the things that fall in the cracks between the relationships, because no single advisor is set to catch all of it. Once we have that picture, that's when the real conversation starts. And that's exactly where I want to take you next, into the areas where I consistently find where most money, what you're paying for your people, and what it takes to access the capital your business actually needs to grow. So let's talk about the health benefits, because this is where I see business owners losing the most sleep. Health insurance costs go up almost every single year. It's not a maybe. It's closer to a certainty. And most business owners respond the same way. They either eat the cost themselves, or they shrink the plan and pass more of the burden on their employees. Neither option feels good. Both feel like the only options. Let me walk you through a real example. A construction company that I helped, they had 35 employees. It was not a massive company, but a real established business. Their healthcare costs had been climbing for years. In the last 2 years in a row, they'd actually had to lower their plan just to keep it affordable. They were frustrated and were out of ideas. So they actually came to me and I said, I understand the pain. Let's take a deep dive into what's working and what isn't. We went through their business together, their payroll structure, their existing benefits, and how things were actually being ran on the day-to-day. Here's what I want you to really hear. I did not ask them to change insurance carriers. I did not ask them to leave a single existing relationship. What we found was the ability to apply specific tax credit rebates the business already qualified for, plus a simple addition to how their payroll was structured. That's it. No big disruption. The result, the first year, they recovered $45,000. $45,000 that was already theirs, sitting there unclaimed. And every year after that, another $25,000 was flowing back in through their payroll year after year. Their employees saw it too. Their employees get the bigger paychecks and improved benefits with no reduced anything. I want to be very clear, because this is the part that stops people. None of this costs the employer anything out of pocket. Zero. These weren't new expenses. They were recoveries. We found money that already belonged to that business and put it back where it belonged. Now, here's the part I personally love about this strategy. Built in the same program is a nonprofit giving component. For every employee enrolled, $2 a month goes to a local nonprofit, one the business owner and I choose together. Something that actually matters to their community. That $2 doesn't come out of the employer's pocket. It comes from Corey Noon's Capital. But the employer gets the recognition publicly as a supporting donor. For that 35 employees construction company, that $7 a month automatically going to a cause they care about at zero cost to them. Think about what that does, not just for their bottom line, but for how their team feels working there and how their community sees them. That's just not financial strategy. That's culture we're building. Here's the truth about employee benefits in 2026. They're not a nice to have anymore. They're how you compete for talent against bigger companies with deeper pockets and the exact companies that used to poach my best guys back when I was in my construction company. When you can offer real benefits, growing paychecks, and a business that gives back to the community without taking on new costs, you're not just retaining employees, you're building a place people are proud to work at. Now, let's talk about funding, because I've lived this pain myself. When I ran my construction company, the bank wanted to hand me money the moment I didn't need it. But the one time I actually needed capital to grow, they took weeks to even give me an answer. And the answer was usually no anyways. The experience shaped everything about how I approach funding for my clients today. Here's what I do differently. I don't send my clients to the bank and hope for the best. I work with multiple funding networks, different lenders, different products, all competing for the best deal on my client's behalf. That means instead of one yes or no answers, a business owner can shop between several real offers and pick the terms that actually fit their business. So depending on what the business needs, that might mean like maybe a term loan or working capital anywhere from around, say, $10,000 to several million dollars. It might mean a revolving line of credit for managing the cash flow, right? Or it could be equipment financing, you know, to get a piece of equipment without using their reserves, or accounts receivable financing to unlock money that's already tied up in unpaid invoices. Imagine that. Get it earlier. For businesses that qualify, you know, you can use the SBA's loans too and get lower rates for longer terms. And the speed difference is real. Where a traditional bank might take 30 to 45 days just to give you an answer, many of these funding pathways, I can return a decision and have funds in your account in as little as 1 to 3 days. Now, there's some qualifications there too. You know, for faster working capital, a business generally needs to, you know, have some higher finances or higher qualifications, but it can be done. And we have done it for many businesses. I think about business owners I knew back in construction, guys who had the real opportunity sitting in front of them, a piece of equipment that would have let them take on a bigger job, a chance to bid a contract they needed. They needed the working capital, an upfront to staff it for. And the opportunity came and went because the bank couldn't move fast enough. That's the exact gap I close. When a client has real opportunity in front of them, I don't want the conversation to be, let's see what the bank says in 6 weeks. I want it to be, let's see what you qualify for today. And here's one more piece of the funding side that almost nobody thinks about. What's sitting in your business bank account right now, earning next to nothing? A lot of business owners keep a cash reserve for safety, which is smart. Don't get me wrong. Need it. but that money is often sitting in a standard account earning close to zero interest. There are insured deposit solutions that let businesses keep that same safety and liquidity fully insured even on large balances while actually earning a real yield on it. It's not flashy, but for a business sitting on 6-7 figures in reserves, that's real money working for you instead of sitting idle. So between recovering money already owed to you and through your payroll and benefits and accessing the right capital at the right speed to grow, that's the two-sided approach. Stop the leak, then fuel the growth. Now, I know what some of you are thinking right now, because I hear it every single time. Corey, that sounds too good to be true. And I get it. I really do. You worked hard for your money to hand it over to someone with a slick pitch and a big promise. I felt the same skepticism myself, sitting on the other side of the table. So here's my answer. And it's always the same. Yep, it probably does sound too good to be true. But if it's not, how soon would you want to know? Every single time, the answer I get is right now. So that's what we do. We take a look together and see if it actually fits your business. I show you everything up front for free with full transparency. You see real numbers before you commit to anything. And if it doesn't fit, I'll tell you plainly. And if I'm generally not the best solution for you, I will point you to someone who is. Because my job is not to make the easiest sale, it's to find you the best solution, even if that solution is not me. Now, most of you here today are solopreneurs. You've built something on your own, a network, a reputation, a trust you've earned the hard way, the same way I had to earn mine. Think for a second about how many business owners you actually know, people in your network, in your community, your client base, people with employees, people watching their health insurance costs climb every year, feeling stuck, people who get turned down by the bank when they needed capital to grow, or who never even asked because they assumed the answer would be no. Or maybe it's that business owner that loves to support the nonprofits in the community. Here's what I want you to understand. When you introduce someone in your world to a solution that puts real money back in their pocket at no cost to them, you don't just look good. You genuinely help someone. You become the person who showed up with the answer nobody else was offering. And in this business, that kind of trust is priceless. I'm not asking you to become a financial expert today. I'm not asking you to learn everything I know about tax credits and funding structures. I'm simply asking you to think of one person in your network who needs this conversation. That's it. One person. Send them my way. Sit in on the conversation with me if you want, and watch what happens when someone finally shows them where to look. It's a game changer. I grew up on a dairy farm where hard work was the answer to everything for a long time. I believed that completely. But after more than 20 years running my own business, after watching good, hardworking people leave money on the table simply because nobody showed them where it was, I knew something now that I didn't know back then. Hard work got you here, but the right strategy takes you farther. Whether it's the money already sitting inside your payroll and your benefits or your benefit structure waiting to be recovered, or the capital sitting just out of reach because the wrong door got knocked on, the truth is the same. The money's there. You just need to know where to look. My name is Corey Nunes, and I'd love to help you find it. Thank you so much, and thanks for your time.
thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.